This is BI Radio.
Hi there, and welcome to BI Radio. I'm Ken Seely. On the show today, we're joined by Kelly Allen and Patricia Waldron. Patricia Waldron is the worldwide executive responsible for IBM's business analytics solution for retailers. Here, she and Kelly discuss the key pain points retailers are experiencing and the level of maturity of their performance management systems. Listen to find out how retailers are harnessing new intelligence and analytics to help them understand data, detect trends, and garner real customer insight to make better decisions.
Thank you for joining us, Patricia. My pleasure. Let's start by looking at the year ahead. What are some of the key pain points for retailers in 2010?
I think what's happening is as we come out of an economic downturn, retailers and CP companies are really trying to position themselves to take advantage of consumers' renewed interest in spending, especially in retail discretionary spend. So it's really about meeting the demands of the smarter consumer. What we really find is that consumers now are more instrumented, interconnected, and intelligent customers. And technology is changing the way that consumers interact, obtain information, and purchase goods and services. So what retailers and CP companies are trying to do is to get ahead of that chain and understand how to connect with their customers, how to leverage all the data that they have in their organizations to make sure that they understand customer buying patterns, preferences, the way products sell with one another so that they can deliver the right services and products to the consumer. Because there's lots of choices for consumers on where and how they buy, and retailers are interested in maximizing the consumer's visits to their shops or websites or however channel they reach their customer.
Okay, how are analytics helping them?
Everybody has a ton of data, and the key is to understand that data, to detect patterns in it, to get it to the right people as quickly as possible to make decisions. And a couple different types of things that people are doing is, one is that they're wanting to look at their organization a little bit differently through the lens of a customer. And what analytics allows you to do is to get to know your customers at a deep and meaningful level, how to build offerings and target your communications based on real consumer insights. And people do that with customer analytics and market basket analysis. So people are just using analytics to understand how the business is doing, why things are performing as expected, whether that's they're performing better or worse, and then having the ability to take corrective action as quickly as possible.
I wonder if you could talk about what level of maturity retailers are at in terms of using analytics, using planning and performance management.
Everybody has some ways of managing their business, of understanding performance, of doing plans and so forth. As people move up the maturity curve, they go from more manual processes, where perhaps they've got information in lots of different places that have to be compiled by a person into an Excel worksheet so that people can understand, through the management, can understand performance. This is usually a process that's not always accurate and takes a lot of effort. So as they move up the curve, they automate some of these processes. The next area where we see people taking advantage of technology is instead of just having information, they'll do things like have alerts. They'll have exceptions. Instead of looking through lots of different drilling information, they'll be surfaced with the things that are above or below their benchmarks, or only be notified when there's an action to take. So we see that as the next step. And then the last step is pervasive analytics, where it's built into every process and people are, based on their role, empowered to do whatever it takes to make their particular part of the organization successful and ensure that it's collaborative so that it is in line with the company's overall sets of goals. And I think if you talk about maybe a stage 1 to 5, most retailers are probably in the 2 and 3 area. Where they've got some automation, but maybe they aren't taking advantage of some of the newer technologies that we discussed earlier around taking advantage of social networking, predicting and understanding customer behavior, and some of the advanced planning capabilities where you model scenarios and start with a better plan.
So as a consumer, how would my shopping experience be enhanced by a company employing analytics?
Several different ways. One of the things that I think is the kind of the first step for retailers to do a better job of connecting with customers and taking advantage of analytics to do it is they would be able to offer you more targeted promotion. So if you're a single person with a dog, you won't be getting cat food coupons anymore, right? So I think what they would be able to do is and smart retailers are doing this right now. They understand a little bit more about their customers, and using predictive capabilities, they can offer you more targeted promotions, better information, so you have a better shopping experience in the stores, and you're going to get more meaningful merchandise based on what your profile is. Some of the other things that people are being able to do, the whole idea of mobile shopping. In most cases, people are using technologies to browse the web or do research prior to purchase. So by being able to connect your behavior across channels, chains can do a much better job of giving you a good shopping experience, giving you the information you need, and actually managing merchandise. A lot of people are using analytics and technologies to do click and pick, which you could order something online and pick it up at the store, or in reverse, if a store didn't have particular merchandise that you want, you'd be able to order it and have it delivered to your home. So using analytics, I think, just really helps not only the retailers understand customer behavior, but it helps customers have a better shopping experience.
Why would a retailer choose IBM for analytics and performance management?
The reasons why people choose IBM technology, and you know, over 600 chains around the world have chosen our technologies to help them, is that it's very key for retailers to be able to start their journey on performance management wherever they'd like. And we talked earlier about the maturity of analytics. I think the key thing is that IBM can help people at every step of the way, whether it's cleansing your data, whether it's analyzing data, whether it's doing plans, whether it's doing something much more complex, like understanding store clusters and customer preferences and those types of things. Because we've got tools, we've got blueprints, we've got accelerators, we've got proven practices around all of these areas. And we can help retailers along any step of the journey, wherever they are, in whatever way makes sense for them based on their business goals.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Patricia.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's a distinctly new take on business analytics. It's all at the new Performance Perspectives blog. Surprising insights, exclusive interviews, and a unique tone that's all its own. Check it out now in the blog section of ibm.com/cognos.
Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.